A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with me on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme again.
And a very good morning to you, Jerry.
Yeah, Tony, we're going to start with a letter that we got into the programme and it comes in from a listener who says, Dear Tony, life with my long-term partner is bringing me down. I'm a woman in my early 60s, he's in his late 60s. He moved into my house around 15 years ago. Everything was wonderful for the first 12 years. We would socialise once a week, go out for lunch or dinner, we'd go for beach walks, we'd take an annual holiday. However, with the past 3 years, we go nowhere, not even for a bite of lunch. He's self-employed, works every day of the week, barely contributes to the grocery bill. As for other bills, he gives nothing. Anytime I say anything to him about our life, he becomes defensive. I've discussed this with one of my friends. She said that I should ask him to leave or else he should be prepared to change his ways. I feel so lonely. I feel I'm being used. I feel he sees no attraction in me now. He's no right to treat me like this. It's a beautiful Saturday evening at 8 o'clock as I write. I'm sitting here all on my own, like every evening of the week, with tears rolling down my face. So sad. It's a very difficult letter to write, Tony.
It's a difficult letter, and it's not an uncommon situation in marriages or in arrangements of other sort. And what I would say here, I would immediately ask, are you communicating? And by the sounds of that letter, it doesn't sound to me as if there's any sort of proper verbal communication. Now, why I mention that is that any marriage, any arrangement can go off colour. And what can cause that is either party or both becoming over-focused on something, becoming depressed or whatever. So basically what's needed here, rather than, you know, get out of my house kind of sort of stuff, is some sort of communication. And ideally, a marriage counsellor or somebody with that sort of training would be that the person to help. That is, if both parties agree to going to some sort of counselling. And what's needing to happen here is for both of them to understand what the other one is thinking. And by the sounds of it, as I said, now again, it's very hard to judge in a few words, but it doesn't sound as if they're communicating at any sort of level. And, you know, both parties could be depressed. Both parties could be under some sort of pressure. But it sounds very much as if the male in this case is the one who is under pressure. His business may not be going well. If he's spending most of his time looking after the business, then there may be something wrong there.
Yeah, so, it sounds like, Tony, there was a change. Everything wonderful for the first 12 years, thrown himself into work, doesn't contribute, barely, doesn't pay other bills, that he's the one withdrawing. And then when she tries to say something about their life, he becomes defensive, doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, and that could be just simply business, that the business is going down the tubes or something like that.
Yeah, and but surely he should be communicating that, if that is the case. It sounds like he's just withdrawn and he's living his own life and not contributing anything, which just isn't fair, surely.
Yeah, so basically what needs to happen is they both need to literally stop. Okay, stop this relationship for the moment. Let's both communicate. What's going on? And if you can get to the bottom of what's going on with somebody, you can usually communicate. And if there is communication, then there usually is some sort of friendship and, you know, things ease out and people do things together. But where that stops, where that sort of level of communication breaks down, it's very easy, very, very simple. Over a period of time, if somebody, for instance, if his business is going down the tubes or maybe it could be gone, and he's, you know, putting on a show, as it were. But if his business is going down or, you know, something has happened in his life and he's not communicating, then there's no way, you know, there's no way you will be able to diagnose what's happening. As well as that, we all change as we get older. here's somebody in their early 60s and he's in his late 60s going on 70. There's a heck of a lot of changes happen in a human being at that age. And if you're not coping with those changes, that's the other thing that can cause problems. So what needs to happen is communication. Okay. That is the word. The two of them need to communicate.
If that, and this is like kind of looking to the future for it, and she mentions that she tries to address it, but he gets defensive, that if he refuses or continues to refuse to talk about why he isn't paying the bills or contributing or why what's going on with his business, if it is something in his business, then is there anywhere else for her to go other than to bring it to an end? If he does, like, communication's a two-way street, should she not accept the defensiveness and say, no, I'm not accepting that, we have to talk about this, what is happening, you used to be different, things have gone off the rails.
Absolutely. No communication, there's no marriage or relationship.
Partnership, yeah. Or relationship.
So what needs to happen, if she goes into this fray with a negative, or, you know, you better pull yourself together or else. That will end it straight away. There will be no communication. So if she can actually, you know, bring herself back down to a level where, look, we need to talk. And keep the voice down. And if it starts to sort of get out of, say, look, we need to talk. If we can't talk together, then we need someone who will help us to talk. And that is a marriage counselor or somebody with counseling training that can help people to communicate when they're, as it were, out of communication. So definitely the first thing that needs to happen is, again, communicate. And if they're not able to communicate, then she can take the next steps then of ending the relationship. But that's a long relationship, 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years. Yeah, but there's no point in continuing on if nothing changes, if the defensiveness stays there and the non-contribution, that a decision will have to be made. But to make it clear
absolutely
to the other side that this is what's at stake here, the whole relationship.
Yeah. If there is no communication or the communication has broken down to a point where they cannot actually talk to each other without getting uptight, then that needs either a counsellor who will help them to break down that or an end to the relationship. And as hard as it may seem, they're the only options that, you know, you can possibly get at that level, you know, where something has gone, you know, out of, you know, whatever, 3 years, I think. Everything was good for 12 years. Yeah, 3 years. You know, 3 years of a breakdown like that is a hell of a long time and may not fix itself.
Yeah. Very, very difficult. And your heart will go to the person who wrote that letter as well, because it's a difficult situation.
It is a most difficult situation because, you know, when you get on with someone and suddenly the whole thing turns sour, there's something seriously wrong there, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Tony, thanks for talking to us about that. We've lots more to get to, lots more queries and questions coming into us. Get your questions and queries in on any of our numbers. We'll have more from A Problem Shared after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, 0667123666, the number to call us on for your queries to A Problem Shared. Tony McGinley with us on the line. Tony, a listener says, my dad had a drink problem and was very abusive towards our mother and to us kids also. He's off the drink for now for a good many years. We have three little ones and my father has offered a few times to take them for an outing or to mind them. So far, I haven't taken up his offer. To be honest, I'm not happy given my memories. My husband thinks I'm perhaps being a bit unreasonable. I would like to hear you discuss the issue.
Well, not at all unreasonable. You know, if you're reared in a house with somebody who has a serious drink problem and you experience violence or whatever, you know, that is something you would be foolish to ignore. So, number one, that's not unreasonable. I agree, you have to be careful. You know, with children, you cannot just let anybody, and especially somebody who you have clear memories of being violent or whatever, you know, abusive or whatever. And so, yeah, what you need to do is you need to actually communicate with your husband, number one, and with your father, number two, and begin to sort of ease out or talk out exactly what the problem is. You know, so very often what we tend to do is we talk about rubbish. You know, a lovely day and, you know, what are you doing? We're going to the pub tonight. And we don't talk about the things that really matter to us. And basically what you need to bring up in conversation with your husband, with your father, is, you know, what went on? Do you realize how you were? And do you realize how I feel? So until such time as human beings learn to communicate on the things that affect us most, which are our thoughts, our feelings, and our reactions, we will be running into trouble. And if you look at the trouble in the world today, it's really with people who have completely cut off that level of communication with people around them. So, again, I know I preach communication, but if we do not communicate, and if we don't communicate on the things that matter most, the sort of serious events and energies in our life, then it will lead to problems. And that's all that's going on here. You are naturally, you know, worried about your father. Is he going to, you know, maybe lose a temper and you know, attack your kids or whatever? Yeah. That is a natural, a very natural.
I fear, even though it's been years and hopefully it doesn't happen, but there'd be a natural fear that perhaps maybe he might start drinking again, which is be an ongoing concern.
Oh, that's always a concern with a drinker, you know, that, you know, if he gets a little depressed, will he go back on the booze again, you know? And but quite apart from that, yeah, I think what needs to happen, as I said, is that level of communication. Sit down in a quiet place with a, you know, preferably a cafe, because then you won't raise your voice, you know, too much anyway. And, you know, some place that is a bit public, but not public where people can hear you. But, and talk it out. Begin to talk it out. Because if you try to talk out 15 or 20 years of problems it can turn into a very, very emotive and very strong knee-jerk reaction. So what you want to do is to try and find a place and a time and a situation where you can actually talk out these. One of the ways of doing it, actually, is to list down what you want to say and rewrite it a dozen times, of course, because, you know, initially you will write it down sort of almost like legal language. But then you need to reframe that language into something which is softer. And eventually, if you spend a couple of weeks really writing out what you're thinking of saying to your father and rewriting it over a period of time, you'll come up with a sort of framework, an approach which is not too, you know, knee-jerk. And hopefully, if he can, you know, hold himself back as well, and you can begin to communicate, that's where you can get to the point where you begin to trust. And over time, not over weeks, but over months, you can begin to trust in small ways to begin with. And then you can, you know, eventually let your defenses down and go ahead. But that's how I would proceed.
Yeah.
It's not an easy situation because,
no,
you know,
not. No.
You know, with that much sort of high level of reaction inside both of you, probably, he'd probably react as well. So if you get two people who are very reactive and you put them in the wrong situation, what's going to happen? They're going to explode, and that's going to be the end of the communication. So what you need, as I said, is maybe, as I said, write it down. What do I want to say? What do I want to communicate? and spend time over it and rewrite it every couple of days or whatever, take out the coffee book or whatever you've written it on and rewrite it again and soften it each time till you come to a sort of situation where you have the words that will not provoke a knee-jerk reaction in the other person. And then plan out where you will do it, you know, in a hotel or in a restaurant or whatever, you know, and take your father to for a cup of coffee, order the coffee, and go into a quiet corner and begin the process. But not until you spend weeks, and I say weeks, working out what you're going to say and how you're going to say it. And that hopefully will lead, you know, again, he might need counselling, you might need counselling, you know, because sometimes, you know, childhood reactions like that can put very, very strong reactive emotions into us. And if we're going into a conversation with those emotions as they were bared, it's like going in with a dagger in your hand or whatever, with a weapon. Yeah,
that's for sure. Yeah. Finally, Tony, briefly, someone wants to know what advice would Tony give to families with a child doing the leaving or junior cert? Possibly both.
Support. Don't put any pressure on them. But you try and talk, because most people talk about the football, about the school, about the homework, but they don't talk about the emotions. So if you can begin to say, how are you feeling? That's the first question I'd ask. How are you feeling about this?
Yeah.
And get some feedback. Then that's the route that you would follow, rather than, you know, are you doing well at school and how is the teacher?
How did this exam go? Like, being that forensic about it, just be supportive, be there to support them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. You know, again, good communication. That's it.
Brilliant.
I know I'm preaching that today.
No, it's a very important, though. It is very important. Tony, brilliant stuff as always. Thanks for joining us for A Problem Shared. We'll hear from Tony again next week. Get your queries into him. In the meantime,